It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We're all familiar with the tune Hail to the Chief as the president's anthem. But did you know the vice president has one as well? We'll discover the history behind the vice president's theme song, Hail Columbia, with Dean Root, professor and curator of the Center for American Music at the University of Pittsburgh. Dean Root, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm great, and it's always wonderful to share something about music history with you.
What are the origins of the tune Hail Columbia?
This was a tune written, like many of those tunes from the early part of the United States, written for George Washington. George Washington had just been elected president, and he was on his way to New York to take office when a composer, a theater conductor in New Jersey, wanted to celebrate him along the way as he rode his horse all the way up to New York. And he wrote this tune to welcome him to Trenton, New Jersey, as he was passing through. That was the tune.
That was the tune. So, all right, so Hail Columbia, that refers to the Columbia in the District of Columbia?
Columbia, of course, was the word in those days they understood to be the whole continent, the whole country. So Columbia was this land found by Columbus. And so Hail Columbia was a poem written about the time Washington left office, and it was attached to the original tune that was called The President's March in honor of Washington. So both the tune and about 10 years later, 8 years later, the poem written by a different author were in honor of Washington at the beginning and at the end of his term of office as president.
So how did this end up falling to the vice presidents?
Well, so there was no tune for the vice president. As you might know, that part of American history was a little touch and go with who was going to be the vice president until Congress finally fixed that in the early 19th century. But about in the 1830s, they established Hail to the Chief as a tune always played for the president for every formal occasion. And so they needed a tune for the vice president, and they used this Washington March that had often been played for the presidents, but now they used that for the vice president. So the tune called The President's March, actually, which became Hail Columbia, actually became the vice president's official song.
When did that happen? When did that become official?
The song Hail Columbia became officially the vice president's song in the 1830s and into the 1840s. It took a little while for that to be established, but it's now part of the U.S. Army Band Code. So every time the vice president appears, you get these little fanfares called ruffles and flourishes, and then you get Hail Columbia.
What other interesting facts can you tell us about Hail Columbia?
Well, Hail Columbia was actually one of the first tunes thought to be the U.S. national anthem by everybody around the world. The fact is, there was no U.S. official national anthem. And so is one of the first tunes that, say, the people in England or Europe attached to the United States. And they often used it as an official song representing the United States abroad. It wasn't until the 1930s that we got the Star-Spangled Banner established by Congress as our official national anthem, which then replaced all these other songs like, America, My Country, 'Tis of Thee, or Hail Columbia, which were often used in place of a national anthem.
Do you like the tune? I mean, is it a bouncy tune? Is it a regal song? Is it something that you, as a curator of music, like?
I can't say I like the song.
You can't say you like it.
No, I can't. Hail Columbia, happy land. Well, it's a march, you know? It's not a song that people would want to walk around singing. We have troubles with the national anthem as well. It's hard for people to sing.
Well, there's quite a range in that song.
That's right. This one at least doesn't have the range, but it gets a little boring. That rhythm is just repeated over and over and over.
All right, so Dean Root, if you were the vice president of the United States and you had the ability to change the vice president's song, what might you change it to?
Oh, wow. It'd have to be something that represents the U.S. and the rest of the world. Maybe something from rock and roll of the last 25 or 30 years.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You'd introduce the vice president would have a rock song.
Well, it depends on how hip the vice president is.
Well,
right?
I think Joe Biden would probably like a hipper sounding song.
He could go with "Born in the USA" or something of that sort. You know, you don't have to play a lot of bars of it; just a few seconds, and it has to be something that the U.S. band, you know, one of the military bands, can actually play. But you know, those military bands can do jazz and a lot of really interesting music too. So I bet they could hack that.
Have any other vice presidents said, you know, remarked about it or said, you know, I think maybe I'd like to change this or I really like this?
They don't hear a lot of it because they're off stage usually when that is being played, and then they just walk into the last notes of it. So it's kind of an announcement. It's a fanfare. It's like in the movies or in radio drama, you have a theme, then you know what's coming. Mm-hmm. And so that's what that tune really does. It serves as an announcement and kind of a window dressing for the appearance of an important person.
Right. But it's not as recognizable as "Hail to the Chief." Like, when you hear that, you know who's coming, you know what's up. The person it's being played for recognizes it. I'm wondering how many vice presidents may not even realize that the song is being played for them.
Well, how many vice presidents know anything about what that song really is and what it represents about our history, going all the way back to George Washington and our first president?
Should we call Joe Biden?
Maybe we should.
Okay.
You got the direct line?
I have him on the speed dial. Okay. Sure, we'll take care of that. Yeah. We've been taking a look at the history of the tune "Hail Columbia," played for vice presidents of the United States of America. It's their theme song, with Dean Root, professor and curator of the Center for American Music at the University of Pittsburgh. Well, Dean, you know the song, right?
Right. I've read it.
Okay. Well, and you can sing it?
Yes.
Why don't we have you do some for us?
That'd be fun.
Okay.
Hail, Columbia, happy land. Hail, ye heroes, heaven-born band. Who fought and bled in freedom's cause? Who fought and bled in freedom's cause? And when the storm of war was gone, enjoyed the peace.
Dean Root, thank you so much for joining us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Great pleasure. Thanks.
And happy President's Day to you.
Hail Columbia.
Thank you for listening to our Essential Pittsburgh President's Day special on 90.5 WESA. The program was produced by Katie Blackley and Marcus Charleston. If you missed any portion of the program or would like to revisit past show segments, you can go to our website at wesa.fm. Until next time, I'm Paul Guggenheimer saying happy President's Day, everyone.